Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Well, the storm is about to hit. It is certainly coming. The only question I think is how much snow and blowing snow, but it's certainly on the way. Going out on the phone right now, pleased to have Senator Gretchen Whitmer of East Lansing. Good evening, Senator. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you?
Very good. We're getting ready for snow plans here, but wanted to get to you this evening. This past week, you have introduced legislation to help stop elder abuse. Perhaps you could tell us about the legislation that you've introduced.
Well, that's right, and this is legislation that is similar to bills that I introduced last session. You know, our seniors in Michigan and across the United States have dedicated their lives to raising their families and improving our communities and working here in our state, and we should be doing everything we can to protect our parents and grandparents and friends and neighbors, both from physical and financial harm. So what the package of bills does is makes it a felony to obtain a senior's signature through fraud or deceit. The penalty is 15 years in prison and a fine of $15,000, or three times the value of the money that they obtained. Would prohibit someone from receiving any benefits from a victim's estate if they're charged with a related felony count of abuse, neglect, or exploitation, and adds fraudulently obtaining a signature of any person with the intent to cheat or defraud a senior to the state's definition of racketeering, thus strengthening our sentencing guidelines accordingly. So this is, you know, it's a package of bills that I would think prosecutors across the state would embrace, and certainly anyone who is an advocate of or cares about our elderly in the state of Michigan.
And as you just mentioned, this specifically deals with financial abuse as well as physical abuse. Were you surprised as you were investigating putting these bills together, the instances that are out there and what is happening?
I was. You know, there are cases in Michigan, you know, in recent months in Genesee County. I think the prosecutor actually took someone all the way through with the criminal process, but really the laws on the books aren't strong enough is what we saw. It's believed that over 2 million older Americans are the victims of elder abuse annually, and that's just the physical abuse that we're talking about and neglect. And it's just a cry and shame. You know, there's Our civilization should be valuing and embracing and protecting our older generation, just like many other cultures do, and we just don't do a good enough job of it.
In the 2 million instances that you just mentioned, we're talking about physical abuse, emotional abuse, and neglect all fall under that same category. And I assume also that these then are happening, could be happening, of course, in their home, if they're living with a child's home or in nursing homes in part as well.
That's right. And we simply don't have the, law enforcement is stretched so thin as it is that we need to make sure that anyone who is not taking care of, an elder family member or knows of a situation where someone's being exploited or neglected or abused, they should be responsible to, you know, protect one another. And that's what these bills really are about, is making it a great, you know, more punishable when someone does this type of awful act.
Are you hopeful that this can get finished in this legislative session instead of being put off to later?
I am. I will. Obviously, we're all concerned about jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs is number one job on our agenda. But we have to, in the interim, not overlook situations that really need our attention, and that is the protection of older people in our society. You know, if Michigan's not a safe place to live, we can have all the jobs in the world, but people aren't going to want to come to the state. So we've got to protect our seniors.
And we often hear from time to time about the financial abuses. You spoke about the penalties earlier that come from, hopefully, when this legislation goes through. But it's often been known that folks go after the elderly, either through telephone or mailings, and they're scared and perhaps uncertain, and they can fall for things that they may know better, but it seems like it's on the up and up.
It's true. You know, I am fortunate that I can say I have a 97-year-old grandmother still living, and she's in Pontiac, Michigan, and she does get phone calls, and, you know, she's eager to talk to someone on the phone, and, you know, but I think that sometimes there are people without good intentions that are calling her, and she's told me of someone who wanted to help her out, but she needed to write them a check first, and she knew better, but I think that sadly some people get taken into those scams, and those are the people that we need to protect.
And it sounds like the penalties, as I'm looking them over here in front of me, as you described earlier, they're serious, and people need to understand. I assume part of the goal is that people understand how serious the consequences of actions like this financially are going to be as well.
I think that's the most important part of the law, is just expressing to the public that if you, you know, are unscrupulous and you take advantage of someone, an elderly person in our society, there are real consequences, and that it's not a victimless crime, and it's not a crime that has no penalty. This is something that is real in our society, and it's something that we are going to take seriously in the state of Michigan and put you away.
Are you finding support both from the Democrats and the Republicans on this bill?
Yeah, I think that there will be support. Right now that there's focus in other directions, obviously, with the budget coming out in 2 weeks. But I do believe that there will be support on both sides of the aisle. I mean, I don't know who wouldn't be supportive of bills like these if they're drafted carefully and thoughtfully, and that's exactly what we've worked so hard to do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't imagine being the person who says no.
Right. No one is in favor of taking advantage of seniors in the state of Michigan except for the criminal, and that's exactly who we're going to target here.
Very good. Now the agency that reports and deals with elder abuse in the state is the Department of Human Services Adult Protective Services Program. Is that a spot if somebody is thinking that there's some abuse occurring, of whether it be financial or physical and the other areas we've described, is that a place that they can report, or is it as simple as just calling local authorities if you think you may know something?
I think DHS is a place, also your local authorities, also the Attorney General's office. You know, I think a complaint could be waged anywhere, and if you suspect it and you don't feel comfortable calling authorities, you can always call your legislator, because we can make that phone call as well.
Very good. Well, I may have kept you a little late today. I apologize for that. I know you've got girls at home. They're looking at a snow day. How do you think that's going to sit?
Well, we'll see. they're very excited about the snow day, and we'll see what happens. But I think we'll be closing a lot of things down tomorrow. It just looks like a lot of snow.
Yeah. Well, we know it's coming. Like I said off the top, it's just a question of how much. You don't get the day off, though, do you?
Well, you never get the day off. Even when you're admiring in the produce section, you're talking about bills and legislation, and that's one of the great things about this job.
Well, very good. Senator Gretchen Whitmer, thank you so much for spending some time with us this evening, and be careful out on the roads this evening.
Thanks, Cheryl. Have a good night. You too.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Senator Gretchen Whitmer of East Lansing, who has introduced a package of bills, Senate Bill 79 through 83, on tightening up the penalties for abuse, physical as well as financial abuse, with Michigan senior citizens. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.